is a lot of wisdom in the church. While it might have been a little uncomfortable for us tonight during our celebration of liturgy as we stood outside in the sun and waited to come on inside, and as we stood for the very long gospel reading, it's a reminder that the uncomfort that we felt is nothing compared to the uncomfort that Jesus felt throughout his passion. In the gospel we just heard, it was recounted to us the suffering, the pain that Jesus endured. He did that because he loves us. He endured that suffering because he loves us. He said to Peter, hey, look, if I wanted to, I could call 12 legions of angels down here and be no problem. I could be done anytime. But that's not what I'm doing. And I'm not going to do that. Because I want to forgive the sins of the whole world. That's why he went through the crucifixion. The words of those gathered around as Pilate was sentencing him. The people said, let him be crucified. Let him be crucified. But that wasn't just the words of those who were gathered there that day. It's our words. It's the words of our society and our world that made Jesus have to take up that cross. He did that for us. He took up the cross for us so that we can be free of all of our sins. Every single sin in the world, Jesus conquered and destroyed when he took up the cross. He tells us, I did that for you. I did that for you because I love you. He also did it to show us that no matter how much pain, no matter how much sorrow, no matter how much despair we go through, our Lord knows that feeling. He knows what it's like to be alone, to have none of his close friends around him, to have them fall asleep, to sell him for a bag of silver, to deny him 3 times, to not be present as he hung on the cross. He knows what it's like to go through suffering, to go through trials. He knows what it's like. Which means that when we come to him in prayer and say, Lord, we need your help, he can say to us, I know exactly how you feel. He did that for us. He did that for us because he loves us. He loves us more than we can ever imagine. And that's why we're here tonight. We're here tonight to proclaim our Lord as King, to proclaim the love that we have for him because of his love for us. We begin Holy Week, the holiest week of our liturgical year. It's a chance for us to remember how much our God loves us, how much suffering he endured for our sake, how much he went through so that he could defeat sin and death forever. I would encourage you during the course of this week to think about how you can celebrate Holy Week. You have lots of great things that you can do here at the parish to prepare your heart, your mind, your soul for the passion, the death, and resurrection of our Lord. Wednesday, Mass is at 10 and 7:30. We're going to have the anointing of the sick. Anybody that wants to be anointed, that's suffering with some kind of debilitating illness, anybody that's getting ready to have surgery, we celebrate the healing power of Christ in the sacrament of the sick. You're welcome to join us as we celebrate Mass. If you haven't got a chance yet to go celebrate the Sacrament of Reconciliation during Lent, we're going to have reconciliation offered before the Mass on Wednesday night from 5:30 until 7:15. And then again on Holy Thursday morning from 8 until noon. It's a chance for us to come before the Lord and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'd appreciate your forgiveness and your compassion in my life. Holy Thursday evening, we celebrate the Mass of the Lord's Supper. We recall that great sacrifice that he made for us. Friday afternoon, we'll celebrate the veneration of the cross. We get a chance to spend some time praying and reflecting on the great mystery of Christ's passion. Holy Saturday, we'll have several members of our parish coming in to the Catholic faith as they're baptized, confirmed, and receive their first communion. It'll be a wonderful opportunity to take some time to reflect on the mystery of God's love in our lives. And of course, Easter Sunday, we celebrate the resurrection. resurrection of Christ, victory over sin and death forever. So I'd invite you to take some time to pray, to open up your hearts, to allow God in, so that we can get as much out of this wonderful Holy Week as possible. I have one point I want to make to the teenagers. So I have one picture that I'd ask to go up on the screen, please. Anybody? We get the picture, please? Maybe? There we go. Anybody know who that is? Who is that? Rebecca Black. She sings a song that's got over 107 million views online. She has taken a beating because the song is a little bit annoying. A lot of people, and there's a lot of people that get angry. And if you read any of the comments, or she said that, you know, she's gotten death threats, it's sad. She's a 13-year-old girl. The point is this. Because our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, he did not give us permission to do the same thing. We hurt people a lot by our words, and sometimes we don't think it's a big deal. We have lots of different avenues and opportunities that we crucify others. Next slide, please. Sometimes we write it in an email. It's really easy to type out exactly how we feel and hit send. We can never take that back. We hurt people a lot. There's a lot of people that are hurting because of words that have been said about them. Next one, please. How about texting? Sometimes we crucify each other by what we text and what we say, and that is not okay. It's becoming a huge problem with the youth and the teenagers. Because you can hide behind your computer or your cell phone and write whatever you think you want. And it is deeply, deeply, deeply damaging. And it's not okay. We also have another great technological tool. Next slide, please. I see people being crucified all the time on Facebook. Things that we write, things that we say about each other, and it's not okay. It's not okay to crucify others with our words, and it's becoming a huge problem. So the young people, teenagers, I'd encourage you, please, think about what you're writing, what you're texting, what you're typing before you do so. We have this great tradition in our faith. It's called journaling. It's writing exactly what we feel in private so nobody sees it. That has been replaced by the technology and the outlets that we have. We write exactly what we feel and then hit send. And that is not okay. If any of you have been hurt because people have said something about you or written something bad about you, the Lord knows how you feel. He's with you and he loves you. And if you've written anything that has crucified somebody else, our Lord forgives you. But please, let's be careful with what we say. Let's be careful with what we write, because it is tremendously damaging. It's not something that's easy to make up. It's not something that's easy to repair. As we continue to celebrate Holy Week, we ask our God to come into our lives, to help forgive us, to help us see the great love that he has in our lives. Our God is good, and he loves us more than we can ever imagine. So we continue our liturgy in prayer that our God may continue to fill our heart